Parshas Vayetze mentions Yaakov's Shidduch. I saw an interesting var today in the Alon Oz Nidvaru. He says, Yaakov comes to Vayelech Arza B'nei Kedem Vayar v'nei ber v'asotu v'nei shom shloish edri tzeim reiv tzim alea kim in a ber hi yashko adorim v'evan agadil api a ber. He comes to the bear. That's where you find the Shidduchim, by the bear. And there's a huge rock on top. V'nes v'sham v'kol adorim, all the herds and shepherds. V'golu v'sevim api a ber v'nish v'sevim shiv v'sevim api a ber l'm kremel. That's what used to happen. Everyone would get together, take off the rock, and stick it back on when they're finished. So v'yor melem Yaakov, achai me'ayin atem. Brothers, where are you from? We're from Charan. Agav, anytime they want to give Techocha, which is about to do, you always have to first preface it with, Achai, my friend, show them that you care for them. You're my brother. Then, have a little schmooze. He says to them, Vasepis, why is everybody hanging around? It's the middle of the work day. Get to work, give them to drink, and go continue. He said, no, we can't until all the Adarim, all the herds and shepherds come together. Then we'll be matzliach to take off the rock. And oiden medaber imam v'rachol bo imatzayin v'yikasher ro Yaakov v'rachol ben Lavan v'yogel esevim al pi aver. Yaakov took it off. So he said that. What was the conversation over here? What happened? So he said that Yaakov was asking them, what's the story? How come you don't take off the rock? How come you don't give them to drink? So they said, we need Adash Yosef Kol Adorim. We need all the herds to get together. So he says, you're part of the herd. In other words, you can't do anything yourself. Everything is together with everybody else. But Mela, if you taka everything, your whole essence, your whole mahus is only, you're one of the crowd. You're part of the, you're a sheep in the flock. And you're part of the herd. And in the Chanami, you need everybody else for you to be able to do anything. To be matzliach, you need everybody else there. Yaakov, on the other hand, was veivaser Yaakov levadei. That was his midah. Veivaser Yaakov levadei. That he was able to, despite the fact that he had no one with him, nevertheless he was Yaakov Avinu. V'meila v'yogel asevim epi aver. Like it says, yichalev v'golav me'api aver. Like we say in the Tvila's Geshem, Yichad Lev, there's a famous Shmuz from Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz, Yichad Lev, what a person can do about Yichad Lev when he's driven. Yaakov was the person that he didn't need everybody around him to be who he was. Am Levadad Yishkar, and that's really the midah of Klal Yisrael, the midah of Yisrael, is that to be your own person, without just copying others, not just being part of the, part going with the flow and doing what everybody else is doing. Revolva talks about it. He says that a person comes to Shemayim and they ask him, okay, so did you wear tzitzis? Yeah, sure. Why'd you wear tzitzis? What do you mean? Because when I was 3 years old, they bought me tzitzis. And how about tefillin? Because when I was 13, they bought me tefillin. And he went to yeshiva, he learned a little bit. Yeah, that's what everybody did. That's what he did. It's great that a person gets chayav for everything that he does. But something that he doesn't have any passion for, that he doesn't do, he does because he's just one person in the crowd together with everybody else. And that's not something which is really, he gets his ikras char for. And Revol brings a few rais like this. This is, the Alter of Kelm brings the rai. The Maral says, also a similar revart. He says that, what's up shot by Cain and Hevel, that Cain brought a carbon, and Hevel brought even a nicer carbon, and Ve'yish Hashem al Hevel vel minchosei vel Cain minchosei l'esho. So Cain gets jealous, and he goes ahead and he kills Hevel. In fact, the Maral, I don't understand, how come the schus of the carbon that he just brought, why that mitzvah, why wasn't it enough to protect him? That he shouldn't get killed. What's up? So he said, because the mitzvah that he did, he was just copying somebody else. You're right. When he did the mitzvah, he did it in the best possible eifin. But he didn't think of the carbon himself. He didn't think to bring a carbon to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He saw somebody else doing it, so I'll do it as the same thing. So the same thing the Alter of Kelm, I think, says by Loit. It says that, what was the schus of Loit that he was saved from Sederim? That he didn't kill his sister, Sara Yimenu. He didn't. Why? Because when down to Mitzrayim, Avram Avinu said, "Achoisihi." Loit didn't say, "What are you talking about, Ishtai?" that she's really his wife. So b'schus, the fact that he didn't give her away, that's what he was saved for. In fact, out of Kelman, I don't understand. He was just a few minutes earlier, he was Meister Nefesh Mamish. Pshuta kemashmo, to do Achnas Zarchim. For the mitzvah Achnas Zarchim, he brought in the two Malachim into his house, even though he knew that the entire town is going to be after him. And sure enough, that's what happened. And they wanted to kill him in Vechulu. And that wasn't a schus. I don't get it. The fact that he didn't kill his sister, that's a schus. The fact that he was Meister Nefesh Mamish for mitzvah, that's not a schus. So he says, no. He says, because what he did was, he grew up in Avraham Avinu's house. He grew up together with Avraham Avinu. And the Meila, that became part of his, part of who he was to do Hachnas Zarchim. And even if it's at a tremendous expense. But it just becomes so natural that you're willing to do anything for the mitzvah. But it's not the etzem that he worked on it. That was a mitzvah that he had, it was given to him. As opposed to not giving away his sister, that was something that he was holding by. That was something that was taka, it was a shayla by him. Should he say something, should he not say something? And he, from his own initiative, decided not to give it away. That in itself was the schus to save himself from stirim. So a person has to have a little bit of, what am I doing? Am I doing it just because that's what everybody else is doing? Everybody's in yeshiva, so I'm in yeshiva. I come to Seder, so I'm in Seder. This is where I am. I'm in Kaplan Sabor, so we'll just continue there. And the cruise control through. Maybe it's not the best idea. Maybe it is the best idea. Think about it a little bit. That's always the question. And that's really something which Corona could have done for us. I don't know if it did or didn't. But it gave us the opportunity that we're davening at home. We're learning at home. Everything is at home. And in the Hanami, there's no one else looking. No one's going to know if we do learn, if we don't learn. No one's going to know if we daven, if we don't daven. No one's going to know whether or not how we daven. The guy was telling me, like, they're having minyanim in the building. So he says his neighbor came out to the minyan without any socks or shoes on, and they, you know, he sent him right home. He says, what's going on over here? He says, well, just because we're davening in the, therefore that you come out like in your pajamas? What is this business? I saw a story once. I forgot who it was. So it's Chaval, because it does show the goddess. There's a certain bacha that was in a yeshiva, and the S is they were talking with the mashkeir of the yeshiva about godless Adam. So he said he wants to see somebody that has where he wants to see godless Adam. So yeshiva sent him off to a certain person to spend the night there. Kitzur, he comes to his house in the afternoon, and supper time he's eating. He doesn't see anything special. He davens, doesn't see anything special. He goes and gets ready for sleep, doesn't see anything special. He says, obviously the Rishiva sent me here, there's got to be something that's... The Kitzur, in the middle of the night, his host went to sleep, and he stayed up. He decided that he's going to, you know, have one eye open the whole night to see what's going on. Sure enough, at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, his host gets up, and he has to excuse himself to the washroom. He goes to the washroom, comes out, gets out of his pajamas, gets dressed, makes Asha Yotzar, gets back into pajamas, back into bed, and goes back to sleep. Says, oh, that's godless Adam. What are we showing now? I'm telling you that you should go ahead and get dressed before you put in any Asha Yotzar. No, there's even a shayla whether or not you have to make Asha Yotzar in the middle of the night. Mr. Brewer brings down, could be you can make Asha Yotzar in the morning, for Lezach in the morning, Bichlal. I'm not telling you to do that. The Nakuda is that no one's doing that. No one's doing that. No one's watching you. No one knows anything about it. Punk, this guy had his eye open. So he's saying, godless Adam, something that person has that is real godless. It's nothing to do with anybody else. It's not because he's part of a herd. It's not because there's anybody watching him. It's because this is what the Richtig is after to do, and therefore we're going to do it. That's the Nekuda of, and that's something which is Miuchad only for Klal Yisrael. That's something An Levadar Yishkarin is the Yaakov is the Vosu Yaakov Levadar. The Am Levadar Yishkarin is Klal Yisrael is the only is made up of people that have the ability to do that. Everybody else, it's, if people see, so then it counts. If people don't see, then it doesn't count. And the Mela, the closer you get to a person, then the more to a guy, the more you'll see how much of a Adam Gadol he is not. Why? Because when no one else is looking and he's very comfortable, and he doesn't have to worry about the cameras or anything else, then Echonami acts how he feels like he's acting. As opposed to Yidden, it's exactly fakert. When there's the closer you get to realize how much of a godless the person has. The person that's sleeping in his house and he sees that, you know. All the stories that we have, like Reb Nathan Tzvi was in Reb Leizer Yudel's house and he was sleeping in Reb Leizer Yudel's house, Birchas Atero, that he would go and first he'd get up in the morning, first check to make sure that no one sees him. Check to see that Reb Nathan Tzvi is really sleeping. Then he'd go and he would, his birchas, first go over to the shas and take out each masechta and kiss it. and his Birchas HaTorah with Demoris for Harev Noah and his Simcha for Asher Bo Chabonu, that no one would know if not for the fact that Nathan Tzvi was playing sleeping and he was really up. But Be'etzem, he tried to do whatever he could do that no one should know. That's really the Moedid of who a person is, and it's right then that the Yitzhar really comes. That's when the Yitzhar comes. The Yitzhar is coming at the time that no one is there. Yaakov Avinu is by himself. He's not with his family. He's not with anybody else. No one else in the world. That's when the Yitzhar comes. And that's really when the greatest dividends are also. Lulei de Mustafin Amina. Who am I to speak for him? But Revolver was in Sweden for 8 years. I think those were the 8 years that made him into who he was. When he was in the mirror, he was not from the Aroya Shebechaburo. There was people there, Blei Malin, and there was people there that were Mamash Gedolei Olam. He wasn't from the Gedolim there. It was his years in Sweden when he had nobody there. There was no one there. He says most of the people that were there, they went off to there, whatchamacallit. There was come out not a minute of people. He didn't have a father. His father already was Nifter way before him. His mother was killed during the war. He didn't even know. He didn't have any sisters and brothers. His entire yeshiva's mirror was in Shanghai. He was by himself. Zero, Ephes, no one there. No one would know if he did or if he didn't. And he says, what kept me going the entire time was the fact that he learned the Musar every day. That's what he said. He says, it's not Gaiva either. It's like a person that says that there was a famine and he stayed alive because he ate bread every day. Shkayach, you know. He says, but who's telling him to learn Musar? He doesn't have the gibush, he doesn't have the backing of the yeshiva. It's like 7 o'clock and everybody sits down to a Musar Seder of half an hour. No one's gonna know if he did, if he didn't, if he did. And that creates a person. That's we see also Yaakov Avinu at the end of the parasha. Yaakov Avinu at the end of the parasha, he has this back and forth Lavan. Lavan cheated him like mamish, like the worst of the worst. Aseres Moinim, not exactly count in Chazal how many times it is, 10 times, 100 times, maybe thousands of times. Aseres Moinim, at least 100 times that Lavan switched his wages. Now, Lachar, anybody that works for a boss who's cheating him left and right, he feels free to, you know, take a little bit from the office on the way home, take a little bit of extra coffee on the way, take some, you know, because anyhow he's cheating me right and left, at least I should get what I could get. Yaakov Avinu, after 20 years in his house, he tells Lavan, see if you can find one single thing, if you can find a paperclip that I took from your house. Nothing. Zero. Efes. He worked night and day. He was up at night, and anything that happened in the cold, in the heat, in whatever it was. Rav Volbe points out, he says that a lot of times you think about Masa Egiu, Maisa, Maisa, Evoisa, what does a person think of? He thinks of the chesed of Avraham Avinu after the Milo on the third day. He goes to his mamash Moshe Nefesh, the Akilas Yitzchak v'chulu. How about the business dealings of Yaakov Avinu? That's also Moshe Moshe Gidah, Moshe Moshe Avoisai. It's his business dealing, his clarkite, his Nikios Kapayim. That it says in the Medrash that he tells Lavan, Lule Elekei Alvi Elekei Avraham Upachad Yitzchak Koyali. If not for the Ribbono Shel Olam, my grandfather Avram and my father Yitzchak, you would have sent me out free. I wouldn't have had any money. The money was saved because of Avram and Yitzchak. My life was saved because of Yegia Kapai. In other words, the Yichus is all really nice. But to save a person, it's got to be his own ma'isim, like we said at the beginning. It's got to be his own ma'isim, and Barlaita wasn't enough to save him if it wasn't his own ma'isim, and Hevel also the same thing. By Yaakov, what saved him? The Medrash says, there's a difference between, he says, the schus of Avraham and Avinu, says the Medrash, says that was able to save his money. However, the Yagio Kapai, that's what was able to save his life. It has to be something which is, his own, what he worked on himself, his Yagio Kapayim, that's where all the king of Yochachomes, he gave you techacha last night, not to harm Yaakov. That's the first nekuda of is this aspect of a person just sitting down with himself and thinking, what is it that I do because that's what everybody else does, and what do I do because that's the right thing to do, and when nobody else knows, what am I doing? How am I acting? That's the real moedet of who a person is. Just one last nekuda, just because it's an important nekuda. Yaakov Avinu goes on to this whole explanation. I would stay up at night. Anything that got the wolves came and ate something, I paid for it. A hundred times he switched it. Everything that you did against me, and nevertheless, I was faithful to you. And you're coming with tainas against me. What does Lavan say back? Vayan Lavan vayirmel Yaakov. Habonis b'naisai, v'habonim b'nai, v'tayin tzayni, v'cholash terei lihum. The sons, they're my sons. The daughters, they're my daughters. Oh, everything you see is mine. I don't understand. What didn't you hear? Avraham Avinu, Yaakov just went to explain how I worked for you for 20 years. 14 years, I worked for your daughters. That means that the daughters are mine, and the children are mine. The 6 years I worked for your tzayin, that means the tzayin is mine. What are you answering back? There's something. They're not talking to each other. What happened? Says Rav Volbe, that's right. They're not talking to each other. With a Russia, he's pushing, not interested. He's not interested in hearing. You could rationalize and you could explain as much as you want. He's pushing, not interested. My father always says by Haggadah Shal Pesach, the Russia ma'oimer ma'idus achukim mishpatim af ata keishino ve'amor loy ilu ayi Hashem loy nigo. Had he been there, he wouldn't be nigo. Says, I don't understand. We're talking to the Russia. Ilu ha'yis Hashem. Ilu ha'yis Hashem lo ya'nigal. If he wouldn't have been there, Kilo Lachavis is talking to the Russia. We're talking in second person. We should be talking, not in third person. Not referring to him as had he been there, he wouldn't be nigal. So he says, because the Russia is not interested in hearing. The Russia, you're talking to everybody else. The Russia is talking to everybody. He wanted an answer? No, it's a rhetorical question. He has no interest in hearing. You're telling everybody else, by the way, had he been there, he wouldn't be nigo. Because you don't want to make sure that what he says is anybody is affected by what he says. This yisoid is yisoid for life. Especially for raising your kids, for speaking to your spouse, a lot of times a person tries to rationalize. But they're push it and explain how this is what they meant to do, or this is what you have to do, especially with kids. It's very hard to rationalize with kids. They're not on that wavelength. You're not talking to them. You could be 1,000,000% right, and you could show them logically how they're dead wrong. It makes no difference. That's not what they want to hear. They fell and they're hurt, and whatever it is that's bothering them, you got to talk to them on their level. And with a wife, with a spouse, it's the same way. If they're interested, if there's something that's bothering them, you could explain to them Batuf Tam Vadas, how it doesn't make sense to be bothered by such a thing and Bahula, and just take a towel and go to sleep. You're not talking in the same wavelength. You can talk your face blue, yourself blue in the face. It's not going to help. You have to first feel for them, see what they want to hear, and then talk to them on their wavelength. If not, then you'll be talking to the wall. You should be zeichet to always connect to the person in the proper way and help other people.